here. Welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the new and weekly English spoken summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast Christian Drastil, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian, and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. Week 44 was another wow week for ATXDR, which went up 5.4%. On Friday, the index climbed nearly 300 points. It was the seventh biggest gain in the history of the index. Lenzing made 17% plus and the whole thing on Friday. Unica is now 9 days in a row up, and Eagle Eye is the buffer size, with also 9 days, the best series this year so far. Heimo Scheuch, CEO of Wienerberger, did a nice sidestep in his own podcast, which I will feature in the show notes.
Last question of this section is, if you could swap places with any other CEO for one day, who would it be and why?
I don't want to swap anything. I'm very happy where I am. I think for me it's important to have a great culture, great colleagues around me and people to work with. Wienerberger is a wonderful company. I've seen a lot in my life. I think we have a wonderful corporate culture. We have so many enthusiastic people among the more than 19,000. And believe me, the more I travel, the more I'm in touch with people that work, for example, long hours in our factories, and how enthusiastic, how devoted they are. It's a wonderful thing to happen. I don't want to change anything.
Great words from Heimo Scheuch. News came from CAIMO, OMV, Lenzing, IMS Osram, Andritz, Immofinanz, Mayr Mellenhof, Verbund, AT&S, RBI, Kontron, Pira Mobility, Epiron and Erste Group. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart
Allison. Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 44, Monday, CAIMO, since the beginning of the year. Five companies have leased a total of 10,000 SQM office space in Warsaw Spire C, that is almost half of the building. The majority of contracts are renewals of existing leases. Two contracts were concluded as green leases, thanks to the good location and the high quality standard of the office building, which is constantly being improved in response to tenant needs. The occupancy rate in Warsaw Spire C is currently over 96%. CAMO, weekly performance, 2.85%. Tuesday, Andritz Roy, part of International Technology Group Andritz, and LUT University, LUT Penrontalotti University of Technology LUT, launched an extensive collaboration in the field of fiber technology a year ago. The new research laboratory and LUT's academic expertise bring added value to Andritz's own research and innovation. Collaboration with LUT strongly supports Andritz's development of highly efficient, sustainable products and technologies. In addition, Andritz aims to strengthen its position as a pioneer in innovative technologies whilst supporting its position as one of the most attractive employers in the Finnish fiber industry. Andritz, weekly performance, 7.96%. Wednesday, OMV, the international, integrated oil, gas and chemicals company headquartered in Vienna, and Wood, a global leader in consulting and engineering solutions in energy and materials markets, signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MO, to enter into a mutually exclusive collaboration agreement for the commercial licensing of OMV's proprietary Rayo-registered signed technology. The two companies aim to agree on a binding cooperation by mid-2023. Further, the supervisory board of OMV Aktien Gesellschaft has appointed Daniela Vlad as the new executive board member responsible for chemicals and materials. Daniela Vlad has accepted the appointment. She will take up the post with effect from February 1, 2023, for a three-year period, with an extension option for further 2 years, subject to mutual agreement. OMV, weekly performance, 8.90%. Lenzing, the supervisory board of Lenzing AG, an Austrian-based provider of sustainably produced specialty fibers for the textile and non-woven industries, has appointed Nico Reiner as its new chief financial officer. Mr. Reiner will join Lenzing's managing board led by Chief Executive Officer Stefan Seeloff on January 1, 2023. He will succeed Chief Financial Officer Thomas Abendroff, who is leaving the company of his own volition after 7 years. Lenzing, weekly performance, 16.81%. Amsosram, a leader in optical solutions, reports third quarter group financial results. Third quarter group revenues were €1,213 million, down 6% compared to same quarter 2021. The third quarter adjusted group result from operations, EBIT, was €91 million compared to €133 million for the same period 2021, unadjusted €-327 million. AMS, weekly performance, 9.95%. Andritz, International Technology Group. Andritz has acquired Dorotikovitrum Energetska Postrogenja, DDTEP, in Croatia. The company has annual revenue of approximately €60 million and employs around 870 people at its two locations in Slavonski Brod and Luzini, both in Croatia. DDTEP focuses on designing and manufacturing boiler facilities, energy islands and power stations that process biomass and waste on great technology, thus strongly supporting circular economy. Furthermore, DDTEP also manufactures and delivers complete power stations on a turnkey basis with a power output larger than 2 MW, producing electricity and heat energy from renewable biomass sources. The acquisition will further strengthen Andritz's market position for renewable energy equipment, especially with great technology, and enhance its capacity and quality of manufacturing of pressure parts and boiler auxiliary equipment. Andritz, weekly performance, 7.96%. Thursday, Immofinanze, Austrian real estate company. Immofinanze has successfully completed a sale of additional office properties. Two office buildings in Vienna were sold to the Austrian Winne Group for an attractive market price of approximately €60 million. These two properties have 7,000 sqm of space in total and are occupied by long-term tenants. These property sales involve the offices at Franz Josef Kai 27 and Skrivajlgas 2, top locations in Vienna's inner city with perfect infrastructure. Immofinanze, weekly performance, 3.10%. Meyer Mellenhof, Cartonboard Group. Meyer Mellenhof reported figures for the first three quarters. The group's consolidated sales amounted to €3,450.4 million, 1-3Q2021, €2,107.10 million. This rise mainly results from the previous year's acquisitions and passing on cost increases through higher prices. At €452.2 million, an operating profit above the previous year's value was reached, 1-3Q2021, €177.2 million. The significant rise primarily results from the division MM Board and Paper. Profit for the period rose by €186.8 million to €315.2 million in the first three quarters of the previous year. CEO Peter Oswald, for the fourth quarter, we expect impacts from necessary adjustment measures and ongoing selective temporary downtime in the board and paper division. Although a recessionary scenario must be assumed for the economy as a whole, most of our business areas are expected to set forth a rather robust development despite further desticking in the supply chain filtering through. In the current rapidly changing environment, safeguarding of profitability stays our top priority. Meyer Mellenhof, weekly performance, 3.47%. Verbund, Austrian utility company. Verbund saw a significant improvement in the results posted for the first three quarters. EBITDA rose by 68.0% to €1,933.3 million. The group results surged by 81.4% to €1,065.2 million compared with the same period of the previous year. The earnings forecast for financial year 2022 has been adjusted as a result of the poor water supply in quarter 3, 2022, and the EU's measures to scheme off profits at energy companies, which will be implemented beginning December 2022. Based on average own generation from hydropower, wind power and photovoltaic production in fourth quarter and the opportunities and risks currently identified, Verbund expects EBITDA of between approximately €2,800 million and €3,300 million and a reported group result of between approximately €1,530 million and €1,880 million in financial year 2022. Verbund, weekly performance, minus 4.67%. Adenes, leading manufacturer of high-end printed circuit boards and IC substrates, continued its growth course in the first half of the financial year 2022-23, achieving record revenue and earnings levels. Consolidated revenue improved by 53% to €1,070 million in the first half of the financial year 2022-23. The positive development was primarily driven by the additional capacity for ABF substrates in Chongqing, China. Furthermore, the strategy to broaden the application portfolio of mobile devices and to promote the module printed circuit board business continues to contribute to the company's success. EBITDA rose by 141% to €315 million. The improvement in earnings is primarily attributable to the increase in consolidated revenue. Depending on the market development, Adonis will continue to concentrate on the startup of the new production capacities at Plant 3 in Chongqing, push ahead the investment projects in Kulim and the expansion of the site in Liaoning and implement technology upgrades at other locations in the financial year 2022-23. In view of the highly volatile environment, the ongoing investment projects will be reviewed at frequent intervals and adapted to the respective current situation if required. Adonis, weekly performance, 2.85%. RBI, Raiffeisen Bank International, RBI reported results for the first 9 months, excluding Russia and Belarus. Net interest income up 38% year-over-year in the first three quarters of 2022 to €2,399 million. Net fee and commission income, also excluding Russia and Belarus, up 18% year-over-year to €1,287 million. Consolidated profit, 11% ROE excluding Russia and Belarus as well as gain on sale of the Bulgarian units came in at €822 million. Loan growth in Q3, 2022, was 1.3%, driven by C&C, flat volumes in group corporates and markets and a reduction in E. Risk costs were €160 million booked in Q3, 2022, bringing the total year-to-date to €721 million. The CET1 ratio is 14.6%, transitional, including result, driven by strong consolidated profit and stable RWA in Q3, RBI, weekly performance, 4.82%. Kontron, Austrian-based IAT Group Kontron AG has successfully completed Q3 of 2022 with solid figures, at €755.0 million, revenues in continued operations. CO were 9.6% higher in the first 9 months than in the previous year. EBITDA from continued operations rose to €69.5 million the first 9 months of 2022 compared to €63.0 million the same period of the previous year. Hannes Niederhauser, CEO Kontron AG, despite the current market environment, the results of the first 9 months and our order situation make us optimistic for 2022 and 2023. We therefore expect ongoing double-digit growth for continued operations to around €1,100 million revenue in 2022. Operating net income is expected to rise by 16% to around €56 million, and the unadjusted figure following gains from the sale of IT services will be even higher. Starting in 2023, we plan to replace the lost revenue from IT services with IAT acquisitions in the short term and expect growth as well as an increase in revenue to €2,000 million by 2025 with a significantly increased EBITDA margin of 13%. Kontron, weekly performance, minus 0.35%. Peer Mobility, MV Agusta and Peer Mobility have agreed on a strategic cooperation. Within the framework of this strategic partnership between the two European motorcycle manufacturers, KTM AG, a subsidiary of Peer Mobility AG, will provide MV Agusta with supply chain support and take over the purchasing. Furthermore, in the course of this cooperation, MV Agusta will partly distribute its product range via Peer Mobility's worldwide distribution network. Further, KTM AG will acquire a 25.1% stake in MV Agusta Motor SPA, based in Varese, Italy, by way of a capital increase. Peer Mobility, weekly performance, 5.50%. Apeiron Respiratory Therapies GmbH, ARST, a privately held biotech company focusing on the discovery and development of treatments for respiratory diseases, today announces positive final results from a phase I clinical trial of inhaled APEN-01, a soluble recombinant version of the SARS-CoV-2 cell entry receptor ACE2. The study met all primary and secondary endpoints, with all results indicating that the inhalation of APEN-01 at all dosage levels used in the trial is safe and well tolerated. Friday, Andritz. In the previous quarters, international technology group Andritz saw very favorable business development in the third quarter of 2022. Revenue FR the first three quarters at €5,207.8 million, was significantly higher than the previous year's reference figure, +1.45%. The EBITDA in the first three quarters of 2022 amounted to 425.8 million, +1.67%. In the first three quarters of 2022, the net income, without non-controlling interests, amounted to 268.0 million and was thus 25.9% higher than the level of the previous year's reference period. Order backlog as of September 30, 2022 amounted to euro 10,822.2 million, thus reaching a historical record high, +3.25% compared to the end of 2021. Andritz, weekly performance, 7.96%. Erste Group Bank AG reported an operating result of 2.89 billion euros for the first 9 months of 2022, an 11.4% rise compared to the same period a year earlier. The 19.5% rise in net interest income to 4.39 billion euros reflected both solid lending growth and favorable interest rate developments, especially in non-Eurozone markets. Net fee and commission income was up 8.3% to 1.83 billion euros, driven mainly by gains in payments and asset management. During the reporting period, the rise in operating income, +9.3% to 6.27 billion euros, outpaced that in operating expenses, +7.7% to 3.38 billion euros. Risk costs rose to -158 million euros or 11 basis points. January 9, 2021, -52 million euros or 4 basis points, reflecting a dimming macro environment. Both the NPL ratio, 2.0% compared to 2.4% at the end of 2021, and the NPL coverage ratio, 96.8% versus 90.9%, improved. The banking group's net profit amounted to 1.65 billion euros, January 9, 2021. 1.45 billion euros. Erste Group, weekly performance, 11.36%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present is the whole thing, no.